Welcome to the Pregnancy Help Podcast. I'm Christine Grimmett. I'm here with Heartbeat International's Vice President of Ministry Services, Tracy Shellhouse. And we're excited to have Amy Ford. She's the president of Embrace Grace here with us on the podcast yet again. We had Amy back on in 2021, so it's always fun to have some returning guests on the podcast. And Amy will be speaking at our upcoming annual conference in April, and this year we'll be in person in Salt Lake City, but of course we have these virtual options that you've heard us talk about as well. I'll link to that in the show notes, and you can also visit heartbeatservices.org for more information on those opportunities. So Tracy, I'll turn things over to you to get us started.
Okay, great. Thank you, Christine. Amy, we're so excited to have you with us today. You are a great friend of Heartbeat and definitely all of those serving in pregnancy help. And you have, over the years, found unique ways to empower the local pregnancy help center to also engage with their local church. And so what brought about this podcast is we were doing a podcast and e-newsletter planning back in, I believe it was November, and we were talking about the importance of engaging churches year-round. It is a relationship, and relationship isn't just once or twice a year. And in that, I got to thinking about organizations that I know that do a wonderful job of engaging churches and staying connected. And Embrace Grace and you, Amy, went to the top of my list. And so that's what we want to talk with you about. And and so we're so excited about it. And I would love to hear just a little bit, if you don't mind, for those that might not be familiar with Embrace Grace. And then we're going to talk about engaging pastors and churches.
Yeah, well, Embrace Grace, we are, well, first of all, I love you, Tracy, and I love Terrell, I love Heartbeat, and all of the pregnancy centers that are listening. You guys are just incredible. Our whole staff and team are just amazed by the way you serve your clients and these moms and how loved they feel. And like the last semester I led of Embrace Grace, I had six moms in my own little group, and five of them all said it was the pregnancy center that made them feel empowered to make their life decision. That it was different reasons. It was a heart, hearing the heartbeat. It was seeing the sonogram. It was conversation they had. One said it was a onesie, the love box that they got, which I'll talk about. But it was the pregnancy center. So thank you guys so much for all that you guys do. So Embrace Grace, if you haven't heard of us, we are a national nonprofit where we have support groups in churches all over the nation for women with unexpected pregnancies. So we give the church the curriculum and the tools and the digital training. It's digital curriculum and paper book curriculum. And then for them to host the group for the moms. So the curriculum is teaching for the moms, and they just invite them in. And how they find the moms are usually through the pregnancy centers. And so they're working in connection with the pregnancy centers to serve those clients together, because we want these girls to we want them to like be a part of a spiritual family, raise their kids in the church. But we all know that sometimes they're really hesitant and reluctant to try church when they're in that situation. And so we have different ways of trying to help that transition, you know, from just being totally like, I can't go in there, I'm pregnant, I know what they're going to say to me, to, okay, maybe I'm open to this. And these people do seem like they're loving people. And the pregnancy centers have been a huge help in breaking that mental hurdle that they have and in going into the church. So Embrace Grace is 12 weeks long, but by the end of the 12 weeks, we hope that they are like connected and going to church, even on the weekend services. And we have Catholic churches and evangelical Protestant churches, all that do Embrace Grace. So we're in over 1,100 churches in all 50 states, and we work with tons of pregnancy centers, and we're based here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we also have Embrace Life for after they have their baby. Some churches do both Embrace Grace groups and Embrace Life groups. And we also have Embrace Legacy for young fathers. So we have those three curriculums that we use. Oh, and one more thing is we have love boxes. And these love boxes are given for free to the pregnancy centers that have Embrace Grace groups within 30 miles of their center. And if you're not sure, you can go to embracegrace.com, put in your zip code, and all the groups pop up in your area. And if you don't, we can help see if we can try to work together to get a groups going. But these love boxes are so awesome. They have a onesie that says best gift ever. It's got a book about being brave and fearless. It's got a journal or a journal about being brave and fearless, a book about 20 stories of girls that chose life, all kinds of situations. And then it's an invitation to a local Embrace Grace group. They're the cutest gifts ever. So we gave out over 22,000 last year to pregnancy centers. So we would love to work with you guys too. If you don't have those, check out embracegrace.com.
And they are awesome.
If you'll be at the conference, come by our booth.
Yes. Yes. And I love the love boxes. I do. I do. And Amy, we love you too. And one of the things that I've always loved about your heart and just the way you're bent is that you don't come asking, you come offering. And I think that is really important. It's not, you know, you don't come going, what can you do for Embrace Grace? How can you make our organization better? Instead, your bent and your heart has always been, how can we partner? How can we help? What do we have to offer you? And I think that that is important because pregnancy help organizations around the world are trying to engage their local faith community. But sometimes it does seem like we're coming in asking, you know, can you be a monthly donor, or can you put us in your missions budget? What is sort of your take on the don't ask, instead offer? And what do pregnancy help organizations have to offer churches in a way of partnership that is beneficial to both organizations and especially pregnancy help clients?
Well, we've seen that whenever the churches and the pregnancy help organizations are serving the moms together, we've seen how it has actually increased donations, and it has helped them see with their own eyes what these women need when they're serving the clients too. And then it's like then they're kind of connecting the dots of like, oh, I get it. Because I do talk to so many pastors and they don't quite understand what a pregnancy center does. And even when they donate, things like, they know they're doing good, but they don't know all the services that they offer and things like that. So whenever they have the clients of the pregnancy centers in their church doors, serving them in whatever way that might look like, whether it's through Embrace Grace group, or, you know, maybe they're co-hosting a mom's muffins with moms or some kind of event that serves those moms, they're seeing them. And they're seeing these young moms, and it's like connecting the dot of like, oh, I get it. Like, they go to the pregnancy center first, and then they're the first response team. They're serving these women, and then they're connecting them to churches for spiritual care, emotional care, practical care, you know, and all of that. And so whenever we're doing it together, it's like it's eye opening, you know, for them, because otherwise it's just this place. I don't really know, but I know they're doing good. But now it's like, no, we're in this together. And it makes such a huge difference when it's like, hey, let us help you serve these women as well. You know, and how can we do that? And there's so many creative ways to do that, to love on them. And so I've just seen that it helps them feel like they are not outsourcing everything, which, you know, you guys have, you know, most churches are not going to have a sonogram machine and things like that. But they want to do the spiritual care, and they want to love on them, and the church can love on them forever, you know, but yes. You guys can play an integral role because they trust you and love you so much. These clients that they're like believing you when you say, this church over here, this is a safe church for you, and they will love on you, and they will take such good care of you. And, you know, they have service on Sunday morning at 9 a.m. You should go, they'll trust you more than just a random person coming up to them and telling them. They're going to trust you because of the care that you've given them. So it's a really great, the influence you guys have in helping these women be able to trust and try church. Be brave enough to try church. Mm-hmm. It's hard sometimes.
Yeah. And I love that. And it also gives the connection in the church that if you refer a client to be able to make that connection and say, hey, can you meet her outside? So she doesn't have to sit by herself. And you know, what I love that we have to offer to churches is we know that those that we serve, we are there to intervene and we're there to support, but there is a season for the support of pregnancy help. But we know that she needs a faith community and relationship for her entire life. Her entire family needs that. That's what's going to benefit them the most. And so the connections that pregnancy help centers have the opportunities to make with churches can open up the doors for that ongoing discipleship, mentorship, relationship. You know, most pregnancy centers aren't going to be able to see each client 2 or 3 times a week, but most churches have the ability and the capacity to do that. They can get really involved and really do life together. And, you know, one of the things that it's exciting to be able to offer churches too is the opportunity to grow. They can engage clients, pregnancy help clients, and invite them into part of their community. And, you know, I think about the scripture that tells us that we're to go to the highways and byways. And I love that, but man, I love it when the highways and byways come to our front doors. You know, and that's part of the opportunity that we have. And so I love being able to offer churches a way to connect that's meaningful. And they're, especially with Embrace Grace, because you provide the curriculum and the, hey, this is how you do it. But, you know, most churches are already equipped to disciple. They just need to be able to be have that concerted effort.
Yeah, and well, they know how to disciple, but her unique situation that she's going to, like, how do you do that? I've also seen where I love how when pregnancy centers are even tracking, like, how many clients that ended up going to church after that. Like, I feel like that's a win even for pregnancy center donors to know you're not just, you know, taking care of them for 2 years and then saying good luck. It is, and we have referred, and they have, you know, this many women to churches, and however many percentage of them are actually going, because that's a win for you guys, because I'm telling you have so much influence with, because they trust you, because they love you referring them to churches. It's because they're going because of your referral, I promise you. In fact, a lot of our leaders of Embrace Grace, like, they love working with the pregnancy center, but sometimes you might just see a girl that's pregnant, you know, that's, say, I know I met one not too long ago at CVS. You know, I saw she was pregnant, so I just started a conversation. They are, whenever you just are a stranger walking up to someone and inviting them to church, I mean, you can just see the guard go up, like, wait, what are you? You know, and she did thankfully end up going. But there's so many leaders that say, I found this girl and I tried to talk to her, but she just doesn't believe me. She doesn't know. But the pregnancy centers, because they know the love and care that they got there, when they refer the moms, they are going. And so that is a win for obviously the mom, but a win for you guys too, to be able to track that and know. And Embrace Grace can help with that, because we can know, hey, they came based on your referral, they started going to church. And to be able to give you numbers back like that is really awesome, so that you can share that at your galas and your benefits to say, hey, this is how many women of our clients are now raising their kids in the church and letting Christ rule their family and lead them. It's just awesome.
It is. It is. So, what I would love to talk about is how has Embrace Grace found that is the best way to connect with churches? You know, those that are listening, some may already have Embrace Grace groups, some may not yet. They may be new centers and they're actually building their church partnership right now. They may not have a lot of support yet. So, what does it take to get the church's attention or a pastor's attention?
Well, you know, there's all churches are all different. There's some that are huge and they have like so many emails, you know, and then there's some that are smaller. It's also like a matter of who is your pastor contact. You know, if bigger churches, a lot of times it could be the outreach pastor, it could be a group's pastor, it could be women's pastor. Smaller churches, it may just be the senior pastor, you know, depending on how many staff they have. But the first part is just knowing which one is makes the most sense for you to connect to. And then once you start that process, I mean, hopefully they'll be open to it. But I know that some pregnancy centers do have harder times. They're like, well, they don't email me back. And I've tried to reach out and several times, and when does it get too much? And I'm pestering them. And there are creative ways that you can get in front of them. I've seen pregnancy centers offer to sponsor maybe a staff lunch, like if it's not too huge of a staff, where they're like, hey, whenever you have your staff meeting, can we sponsor the lunch, and can we get the first 10 minutes of the staff meeting to share about what we do, so that if you ever have members of your church that are in a situation, you'll know what we do and that you can recommend us to serve anyone, because we know the abortion rate is the same inside the church as it is outside. So they're getting pregnant also being in the church. We've seen that. We've seen, or even just bringing cookies, you know, by. And then sometimes it's a matter of like trying to even just get through the gatekeeper and what that might look like. And the gatekeeper could be the secretary. It could be his wife. You know, it depends again on how the church is sort of broken up, but it's a lot of times it's based on like, what can you do for them? Hey, I'm praying for you. You're on my heart this week, and our team is praying for you this week, and you're not asking for anything. You're just sending them a little note to say that we prayed for you, and this was a scripture that God put on our hearts for you. It could be like just bringing cookies by. You weren't invited, but it was just a drop by love bomb, I call them, where you're just dropping something by, and this is from our pregnancy center. The national average of any yes or no, any kind of an answer, of it takes 7 touches. And probably a lot of you have heard that, you know, with trying to get someone to donate, or trying to get someone to, for us, it might be to start a group, or to whatever it is that you're asking them to do, that national average is 7 touches. So that could be seeing a Facebook post. It could be an email, whatever that might be, it's 7. So don't grow weary in if you're reaching out, but also make sure, like what Tracy was saying, it's not always an ask. That if every time you reach out, it's an ask, they might not be as willing to open that email or whatever it is. But when sometimes you're offering them something too, I've always heard of the 80-20 rule, that if you can 80% of the time be an encouragement and a resource and a help to them, and then 20% of the time you're doing your ask of whatever, that is kind of like the magic number. So that when it's time to, maybe you want to get your, maybe they want to come and the pregnancy centers come and recruit volunteers at your church, and they want to set up a table. That's an ask. But if you're also doing other touches and encouraging them, they're more willing to be like, yes, we love them. They pray for us. They love on us. They bring us cookies and things. But just be consistent and know that pastors have a lot on their plate and they have a lot going on. But also too, it's like, it may not be necessarily the pastor. Like if you just really are, you're like, I can't get through, I'm trying everything. We feel like we do better from the bottom up than the top down, which meaning like, if we know, say you have volunteers at your center that are very active and involved at that church, and you really want to get in and have a closer relationship with that church, go through your volunteer, ask your volunteer that is a member of that church, can you set up a meeting? Can you recommend them or do an email intro? They're going to be more willing to respond sometimes if it is a member of their church that is involved. And you can ask, look at all your volunteers. What church relationships do you potentially have based on the people that are in your walls, and they're seeing the good work that you do? They're going to be excited about introducing you. So there are creative avenues outside of just going directly to the pastor that you can get to the pastor through people that are members of the church.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I think it's important, again, to remember we have the chance to offer that. We're offering partnership. And when you and I spoke not too long ago, mm-hmm. I mentioned a church that was in the community that I was in. So I was in pregnancy help on the front lines for about 20 years. And I spent about 11 and a half years with my last center. And we had a church there that we had been trying to connect with. And honestly, I was 7 years into my tenure. And we knew from talking to them that they appreciated what we did at the Pregnancy Help Center, that there were some that were supportive. They would always let us put out information about our upcoming Walk for Life or put out information about our banquet. But they didn't necessarily sponsor tables at the banquet, and they didn't necessarily have a Walk for Life team. But we knew that there were people within the church that were supportive. But this was one of the larger churches in town. And, you know, we kept reaching out. We were told, oh, yeah, we love you. You can send your stuff. but we didn't have real engagement. And we were just praying in general, not just by that church, all the churches in our community. And we decided one year that at each staff meeting, we were going to pick a number of churches in town. We were going to pick the pastors and leaders in those churches, and we would assign them to staff members, and we would pray over them. And then my request was, is then after you've been praying for them, like genuinely praying for them, not praying that they partner with our center, not praying for us, but let's pray for them. Write down what you prayed for them and send it to them. And so we did this over a year. We probably prayed for the staff and the leadership and I don't know, probably somewhere between 36 and 48 churches during that time. And again, we sent everything out. I didn't hear anything back. But then all of a sudden, one month, I got a check for multiple hundreds of dollars from this church. And I thought, oh, great, that's exciting. And then the next month, I got the same check. And then the next month, I got the same check. They did not reach out and say specifically, thank you for praying for us. That was so meaningful. But it obviously was. It connected with them because we weren't asking anything. We were saying, we love you. We bless you. We understand that you're leaders in our community. And thank you for doing what you do. And then I know by the time I left my center, they had been monthly donors, large monthly donors for about 2.5 years. And so I do think that, the seven touch is important, and to not get discouraged and to keep pressing on. But definitely, what can we offer to you? And I love that 80-20, that 80% of the time we're offering, how can we help you and encourage? But it is important to let them know how they can partner with you too. And that 20% of the time, this is a way you can get involved in our mission. So, Amy, that is spot on. You also, one other takeaway from what you were saying that I just had something go running through my mind as when you were talking about love bombs, immediately I heard your voice and that of Peggy Hartshorne all at the same time. And I heard foot soldiers armed with love bombs. And so that's an
Oh, I
exciting way.
love
Yeah.
that.
God's foot soldiers
Yeah,
armed
that's
with love
good.
bombs. So, all right. So once you get churches involved and engaged, their partners, how do you keep them excited about that partnership and engaged in the mission long term?
Well, stories I know for sure are. So say, I know pregnancy or churches are also referring moms to pregnancy centers, if it's maybe a parent comes to a pastor and says, my daughter's pregnant, and hopefully that pastor is equipped and know about your center and is referring them. But as much as you're allowed to, I know that there's privacy laws and things like that that's outside of what I know, but from what you can, it could be thank you for referring this mom. We are taking good care of her and we're excited about serving her together. Maybe if she gives permission, you could give an actual story about her. Because I have seen pastors repeat it with permission, of course, those stories to the congregation, which is really cool that it's working together. And especially if there's an Embrace Grace group in there as well, it's like here, she went to the center and then she's going through Embrace Grace and us working together. Now look at this glory story. Look at what God's doing. And they share them, especially for Sanctity of Life Sunday. I see that they do a lot, but also just throughout the year sometimes, so being able to communicate of like, hey, we took care of your client or of your member or whoever you may have met is huge. And also, like, I think that just looking for ways to work together. So, say you have Embrace Grace. I know that some pregnancy centers that do Earn While You Learn, they are using Embrace Grace as one of the incentives and tools and then they're calling that leader of the church. Hey, did the girl go? She's here because she wants to cash in on her points or however all that works. And the church member is like, yes, she was here. And so it's like, okay, we're communicating together. We're making sure this mom is still not slipping through the cracks. Like she's in community. We've seen pregnancy centers be specific about hosting some of their client events at a church just so they can get used to actually even walking in the walls of the church. Like say there's one in Mississippi who they do a quarterly seminar that's more educational that they host at the church that's called Equip Moms, and it's more about like breastfeeding and postpartum depression, self-care, labor and delivery, pediatrician tips, Q&A. They do those quarterly, but they always do it at the church and not the center because they want them to get used to going to the church. But then they also do, besides that, all kinds of events for different holidays. Like Valentine's Day, they will host a single mom. They'll do like a sexual integrity class at the church and they give them all like flowers. And then they'll do a back to school event at the church where they can come by and get like a backpack full of stuff. Or they do a Father's Day lunch where they come for barbecue and personal care gifts, Mother's Day. They do so much and they always do it at the church. It's a consistent, like their clients are consistently doing events at the pregnancy center and also at the church. And that way they're like, this is where this is a comfortable place for you to go to. Okay. And I think that's huge. And then that is letting the pastor and the people on staff of the church see these moms and they're getting ideas about how they can care for them more. I know one specific pregnancy center in Dallas that the church that they mainly refer to is in Texas. We have big churches. Okay. And this is like a huge church that they refer to. It's like a pregnancy center that's actually connected to the church. Like the church runs it, and which they are huge. They have see tons of clients every month, but that church is so huge. It's very overwhelming. Like to like they don't even know what door to go in. Like it's mm-hmm. It's just ginormous. We call it the Baptist Dome. It is huge. So the way they do it is they'll do Embrace Grace at their center for the first three quarters of the Embrace Grace group. And then on the seventh week, they are like, okay, now we're going to go to church and we're all going to like go over there together. And they know where to go. Cause by then they've like really built the trust. And so they go to the church together, which I felt like that's kind of a unique situation only because of that size of the church. But I thought that's so good to get them because they did that because they were referring the girls to the church and they weren't going. So they changed it to say, let's do three quarters of it here. And then let's get them to go. And then all of a sudden they're getting tons of girls going to the church. Also we've seen where, like one church is like, well, anytime our Embrace Grace group, we get members of the church that are like, hey, we had gently used baby donations. We want to give to your group. That group leader says, will you please give them to the pregnancy center instead? And because we just refer all of our moms to the center for those gently used baby donations. So it's helping that even that donor know, like go to the center, see it with their eyes. They're dropping off their baby clothes, hopefully getting connected and getting inspired when they walk through there, but then also training the girls to go to the center as well. So it's like serving them together makes a huge difference. And I know one church said that they cleaned and did a few minor repairs to their pregnancy center's mobile unit, which I thought was so awesome. There's just all kind or they're also, the church is coming into the center. So whenever I basically did a post on a private Embrace Grace leaders page. And I said, give me all your ideas of like how you're seeing the church and pregnancy centers working together. So this is all ideas that they've given me that they're doing. But, one said that they'll do it the opposite where the church pastors or Embrace Grace leaders will go to the center. And when the center's doing like one of their parenting nights or one of their events at the center, that they'll lead like say the first 10 minutes and kick it off with like a little devo or something, but then invite them to the church and say, you're welcome there. We would love to get your information, want to connect you. And that is helping them because they're seeing her face. She doesn't look like a mean person. She seems very trustworthy. Like, I think maybe I want to try it. Or say it's the end of a parenting night or parenting, if it's like a 3-week session or a 6-week session, whatever they do, they'll have a pastor come and do the end and say, okay, now y'all are done. Like, we would love to have you at the church and we want to love on you. We want you to be part of our family. And that helps too. It's like, they just need to see a face because otherwise it's like, I don't know what's behind those doors of that church. And it's very intimidating, but whenever either the church coming into the center, talking to the clients or sending your clients to the church, but you guys doing it, going with them, even with Embrace Grace, we do baby showers. That is a part of every semester of Embrace Grace. There's always a church-wide baby shower. And we have sometimes the pregnancy center share at the shower and say, thank you so much for loving on our clients in this way. Like, we're so thankful that there is a safe church that we can send our clients and we know that they're being taken care of. And it's like, it's connecting the dots for the person that bought all those gifts, the church members that are sitting there with that girl. They're like, oh, okay, I get the system of how we're all doing it together. And it connects the dots. And, you know, maybe it's an opportunity to say, and we're having a gala coming up and we would love for you to join us, or a walk, or, you know, golf tournament, whatever it might be, or volunteer, giving them opportunities to do that is, but they just need to know. And so the baby shower is a great way to do that. And some of these churches are having huge baby showers because it is for all the moms. So I go to kind of a bigger church too, but it's multi-campus. And so three of the campuses that have Embrace Grace groups combine just for the shower. So we've had our biggest shower we ever had was 60 moms.
Wow.
All in one place. It was thousands of presents. It was, but even just managing the gift list, it was insane, but it was so fun. They talked about salvation and they talked about Jesus at the baby shower. And it was just a beautiful event. So there's lots of ways of doing it together. It's just a matter of thinking outside of the box. It's not like what you're saying. It's not just, hey, your benefit or whatever. It is, there's no, you can actually serve these clients together. And it really helps them want to get more involved because they're seeing the impact that you're making on these girls.
Yeah. And that is so exciting. And one of the things I love about churches being involved in pregnancy help and loving those that are experiencing unexpected pregnancy is in the pregnancy help movement in our pregnancy centers, we do have limitations as to how we can interact and how engaged we can be in our clients' lives. You know, that one of the things that we always had to work around, if we had needed to transport a client, we couldn't put her in our personal vehicles. We had to find, you know, an alternate method of transportation. And yet the church is called to do life with those that are there. And they have the opportunity to engage and to engage on very intimate levels and at all different times of the day. It's not just during office hours. And so it is just an exciting opportunity. And yet it definitely is pregnancy help, but it is also pregnancy help that in time becomes relationship and it becomes community. And, you know, that's why we're here. That's what it's about. So Amy, what do you believe is the most important thing for pregnancy help organizations that are working to connect with churches and invite them into pregnancy help to remember or to keep at the forefront of their mind?
Well, I would say just keeping a kingdom perspective and that we're all on the same team, and to think about how can we set this girl up for success, and to know like a church, that being a part of a church family is a huge part of that. And because of your influence and because of the trust that you've gained, what a great opportunity to steward that trust by pointing her to the direction of a church that you know will take care of her, because that's so great that you've earned that trust and that she loves you and she'll believe you when you say this is safe and go there. They're going to love on you. Like, how awesome to be able to do that.
It is. Thank you so much, Amy. I am so glad that you were able to join us for this podcast.
Yeah,
I'm excited that you will also be at our conference in Salt Lake
yes.
City coming up. There will be, Embrace Grace, of course, is sponsoring. And so you have the opportunity to connect with them there, but also you have the opportunity to hear Amy as she's Yay. Going to share and speak with us as one of our keynotes. And so we're so excited. We're excited about the partnership that we have and just excited about the fact that we get to serve in pregnancy help together. That's what I love about pregnancy help, is we don't have walls. Instead, we come together and we lean into each other. So thank you so much. And with that, Christine, I'm going to hand it back to you.
Thanks, Tracy. And Amy, yes, we are so excited to have you at our conference coming up. I'm really looking forward to that. I'll have a link below if anyone's interested in joining us for our conference. Also, you mentioned embracegrace.com, and I was just really struck by the variety of ways that the relationships can look between the church and the pregnancy help organization. So if anyone is interested in learning more about Embrace Grace and how they can get started, visit embracegrace.com. So with that, check out the show notes for more. And thanks for listening to this episode of the Pregnancy Help Podcast.